And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Belgium just posted a new record. 4,486 people ended their lives through assisted suicide or euthanasia last year, accounting for 4% of all deaths in the country. That's an 1,800% increase since the practice was legalized. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ledger, an abortion facility in Greensboro, North Carolina, is closing its doors for good. A Woman's Choice, that's the name of the place, and it was once the busiest abortion clinic in the Triad region. It will soon stop performing abortions, with full closure set for the end of April. North Carolina's 2023 pro-life law restricting most abortions after 12 weeks continues to reduce the number of abortions statewide. And every clinic that's closed represents lives that now have a chance to begin. Dallas is removing 30 rainbow crosswalks from public roads in compliance with Governor Abbott's directive prohibiting political messaging on Texas roadways. The state's transportation department made it clear that pavement markings exist for traffic control and safety, not ideological signaling. In Ontario, Canada, the education minister has warned school boards to keep graduation ceremonies focused on student achievement, not political activism. This after a school board announced its graduation events would be guided by an anti-colonial lens and warned staff that some guests might refuse to stand for the national anthem. In Maryland, Democrats are pushing a bill to put female products in men's bathrooms across all state-owned buildings, including the Ravens Stadium and Oriole Park. The Department of Natural Resources estimates that this would cost $400,000 just for their facilities. That's your tax dollars, hard at work, solving problems that don't even exist. A growing number of American parents are deliberately holding their sons back a grade in middle school. Have you heard about this phenomenon? It's happening. It's definitely going on. And it's not because these kids are struggling academically. It's to give them a physical advantage and edge for high school sports recruiting. There's a lure for that NIL money, and it's turned reclassifying from a fringe practice into an epidemic. But I don't think that's what invest in your child's future actually means. And in Nebraska, two men who were convicted of the same crimes against the same 15-year-old boy received wildly different sentences from two different judges. One got 30 to 50 years, the other got 3. The second judge reportedly told the courtroom when questioned, quote, "I am the law." Equal justice apparently depends on which courtroom you walk into. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.